Talk, talk to me. WSRadio.com.
WSRadioSF.com, the global voice of the Bay Area. Welcome to Better Sex Radio with your host, Crystal Bougon.
Hi there. Welcome back to Better Sex Radio. This is Crystal Bougon. I'm the Chief Toy Officer and Pleasure Coach for BlissConnection.com. Bliss Connection is B-L-I-S-S Connection, no S, .com. And we always feature better toys for better sex because, well, everybody wants to have better sex. Whether we're having married sex, single sex, sex alone, same sex sex, pretty much everybody I've ever met in my entire life has always wanted to have better sex. I've personally facilitated over 1,000 pleasure parties, and I've talked to well over 10,000 individual women and couples privately about what it is they really want from sex. And I just found out, you know, in the last 6.5, 7 years of doing this, is that there's a lot of confusion out there. There's a lot of mystery around the female orgasm. There's a lot of mystery around sometimes around the male orgasm, and especially a lot of mystery around toys and romance products and how to incorporate them into your love life. And it turns out most sex toys come with no instructions. So that's where we come in here every Wednesday morning through our home parties that we do in the Bay Area. And of course, our blog where we like to share lots of information. Did you guys know it's Anal Sex Month? August is Anal Sex Month. So make sure you go to our bettersexradio.net blog and you can read more about a blog entry that we have for 9 tips for trying that out if that's something that you want to try. And of course, we always like to provide lots of information about our toys. We feel so strongly that we need to stop faking it and just have one. And I'm sure you would all agree with me on that one too. It's just silly to fake it. It's not, you know, authentic to yourself. You're not being authentic to your partner. In fact, you're sort of setting yourself up for failure, and you're setting your partner up to disappoint you a lot, because once you fake something, then they think that felt really good to you, and then they want to keep doing that because they want you to feel good. And gosh, it's just not fair to them. So anyway, stop faking it, ladies. We know the guys rarely fake it, although I have learned that occasionally guys do too, but it's not very common. Anyway, I want to welcome to our show the author of Worship the Goddess and Save Your Balls, or Keep Your Balls. And his name is David Bruce Leonard, and you can check out his website on our blog as well. Just go to bettersexradio.net. And hi, David. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Crystal. How are you?
Aloha.
Aloha.
Are you calling us from the Aloha State?
I am. I'm actually on Kauai right now. I've been teaching here, and I'm at a friend's home, sitting looking out over her landscape. So it's really lovely.
Yeah, I love your book. It's so, I just love it. It's very irreverent, like you said on the cover. And, you know, I love how you talk about, you know, how we can sort of honor ourselves and even in a relationship. And, you know, there's things that we all can do better, and we can just, you know, really worship one another without losing ourselves, right?
Absolutely, and doing our work. Yeah, doing our work and being straight up. And, yeah, there's a lot of tools in the book, a lot of material around. Well, it was funny because I wrote it for men originally, but it seems that women are buying it more than men.
Yeah, I think it probably is going to resonate really with a lot of women, and then maybe they'll try to get their partners to read it.
Right, exactly. And women, oftentimes I think women crave a deep-rooted masculinity in their partner, mm-hmm. especially in the tantric community, because there's a number of men that have not rooted in their masculine fully. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, was to have men in the tantric community reclaim their balls, so to speak, and men and the more normal men, you know, open their hearts.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right, because I know, just speaking personally, I'm very attracted to very masculine men, you know, outwardly masculine. But it is nice when you have a partner who is very, very masculine, who can also be in touch with their feminine self.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what intimacy is. I mean, you can be a good lover with technique, but I personally don't feel you can be a great lover with just technique. We need to open our heart.
Right.
And in order to do that effectively, we have to root in ourselves in a deep way that allows us to be intimate, so that we're not tossed about by other people's, you know, issues, realities, whatever.
Yeah, for sure. How long did it take you to write the book and get it printed and find a publisher and all that kind of stuff?
I wrote it in a year, although the material I'd been working on for 9 years. The second part of the book is sacred sexuality combined with Qigong and body work and a number of other both Hawaiian, Chinese and really therapeutic bodywork techniques, I had decided or I realized that when I was working with a partner and I did bodywork on her while making love, that the changes I saw in her physically and emotionally were very profound. And I decided, and I started exploring that with a partner that I was living with 9 years ago, and we put a lot of time into that, exploring that, and then I decided to write a book not only on that, on how to do body work with your partner while making love, but also for emotional issues for men. So it's a two for one deal.
Interesting. You know, I should point my listeners to your website. It's davidbruceleonard.com. And there are some excerpts that are PDF files from the book that you can read. And I want to just bring up one specifically because I really like this section of your book. And I think it really should ring true for men and women. But it's about selecting or recognizing your partner. And I know in my own experience, just with meeting all these different women that I've met in the Bay Area, sometimes we, especially it seems like women of a certain age group, get into what I call like martyr mode.
Right.
And in this particular chapter of your book, you talk about, you know, finding and recognizing your partner. And I guess for the gentleman, he would be asking himself these questions, you know, how does she show up? And I like where you kind of talk about she allows herself to have opinion without feeling a need to defend them. She expresses anger without, you know, assigning guilt or blame.
Right.
Ladies, here's a big one. She makes clear requests. It's okay to ask for what you want.
Absolutely.
And not feel guilt or shame around that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And how else can we be intimate if we can't reveal ourselves to our partner?
Right.
And in revealing ourselves, we have to have something to fall back on because we can't risk revealing ourselves without risking rejection. There's always that possibility.
Right.
And so intimacy involves both self-disclosing and self-rooting, you know, simultaneously.
She is strong without being demanding. Okay, David, how do we do that?
by doing our work, by knowing who we are, and by recognizing that our partner has different realities than us, and not taking that personally. When our partner goes into reaction around, you know, when we do something, checking in, is this may be his truth. Is it also my truth, or do I have a different truth in this situation? And not collapsing around that. Around trying to please or trying to be ingratiating, trying to be the good girlfriend.
Yeah, or be the good girl. You know, it's for some reason a lot of women need to, I don't know, they need a lot of convincing that it's okay to want to have great sex. It's okay to want to have an orgasm. It's okay to masturbate. It's okay to honor your body in all those ways. But they feel so much, you know, societal pressure to be the good girl.
And to demand a partner show up that way, show up with integrity. I think it's really important that women really demand integrity in a partner. Because if the women, you remember Lysistrata, the Greek tragedy, the Greek comedy, you know, if the women show up that way and they demand that, otherwise the men aren't getting any, that will happen.
Yeah.
So I think men will rise to the occasion as women rise to the occasion, and vice versa.
I also love when you talk about, you know, their relationships, the way they communicate about their previous relationships. I think for me, that's a huge, huge, you know, flag or indicator of what that partner might be like. If all they have to say is these horrible, horrible things about their previous partner, it's kind of like, whoa.
Yeah, you know, our partner will always tell us how they're going to treat us in the future. We just have to listen. I really believe that.
When I was raised, I was taught that you can tell a lot about your partner by the way he treats and talks about his mother.
That's true. Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely, and examining those relationships and, you know, your partner's relationships with his core family.
Yeah, and his core friendships and family for sure.
Exactly.
So how did you become an expert in this area, David?
I tell you, the research was hell.
I know, mine too.
I've been very introspective. I've done therapy for 20 years. I'm very involved in a group called MKP, Mankind Project, and they do a lot of work with men, very deep and powerful work. And also just, I'm intensely curious. I've always been a sex-positive male. I've always been very sex-positive. But I'm very, very curious, and I like to aggregate information. I'm currently working on even more information on Worship the Goddess in terms of different types of Qigong and incorporating that into lovemaking. I like to take things from disparate sources and pull them together and see how they fit together.
So. And so that just like a lifelong of learning, and
yeah.
then you compile it all into several books. And you have a couple other things, I think, also on your website for sale, right? So again, his website, David Bruce Leonard, or you can go to bettersexradio.net. We have a link there. And maybe tell my listeners a little bit more about what else you have to offer on your website, David.
I'm also a professional herbalist and an acupuncturist, so there's another book that I've written for sale called Medicine at Your Feet, Healing Plants of the Hawaiian Kingdom. Actually, that's what I'm doing on Kauai, is I'm teaching Hawaiian gathering practices and herbal medicine gathering practices. And it's interesting because a lot of the sacred sexual, the neurology of sacred sexuality and physiology of Qigong also applies to plant gathering practices and meditation, many, many other areas. So it's really quite marvelous to be able to bring things together in a way that that moves people.
I was thinking, too, about our previous guest when she was talking about the aphrodisiacs. I'm sure there must be some of that as well in the what you discussed with the, you said you're an herbalist, right?
Yes, there's a lot. There's a lot of very pro-sexual nutrients and plant materials that are actually quite exciting. I mean, in exciting in terms of their potential for what they can help us with. And,
well, I just loved your book. I love the title, and I think it's a great read for men and women. I highly encourage our listeners to go and check it out and purchase it from David. The cover is just so awesome. I love it. His website is davidbruceleonard.com. Or again, you can find his link in link to his book on our blog, bettersexradio.net. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Take care. You're listening
you too.
To Better Sex Radio on WSRadioSF.com. And don't forget to check out our website, blissconnection.com, where we always offer you 15% off using the coupon code RADIO, R-A-D-I-O. And right now we have a sale through this Sunday on our home stripper poles, fitness poles, 20% off. Thank you. Coming right back.
The new government stimulus package might be able to help you either complete a college degree or start a degree from scratch. Degree.com can help. Degree.com offers the top online programs in the country for associates, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degrees. Other government funding for veterans might also be available as well. With Degree.com, you can learn online while in your pajamas, work at your own pace, and on your own schedule. No need to waste time or money fighting traffic, driving to school, when your next college degree can be a click away. Plus, you can also earn your degree faster online. Having a college degree opens doors and provides new opportunities. Degree.com can help you move up at work, land a job in this challenging economy, or even start a whole new career path. Now there's no excuse not to finish that college degree or get the education you need to move up. You're most likely online now, so learn more at Degree.com. That's degree, D-E-G-R-E-E.com, Degree.com.
Improve your business today. Learn to do professional email marketing the right way with Captain Email. This is Chris Merch, president of WS Radio. For years, I've helped our WS Radio hosts, advertisers, and sponsors with their email marketing strategies. As a former Marine captain and an email marketing expert, I've created a new free club at CaptainEmail.com. Permission-based email marketing to your current customers with proven strategies to reach new prospects has positively impacted many of the businesses I've worked with. CaptainEmail.com includes resources to start and grow your email list, the top 10 email marketing tips, plus a free 60-day trial with no credit card required. From brick-and-mortar businesses to communicating with your little league team, do email marketing the right way, professionally. How many times have you checked your email today? Log on to CaptainEmail.com, and thanks for listening to WS Radio.
If your business receives or ships freight, this is your chance to uncover savings you didn't even know existed. We're Logistics Saving Solutions, and we are changing the way businesses work with consultants. We've made it simple. Our focus is to deliver fast assessments of your freight operations and nothing more. We don't require a long-term contract with our customers. What we do is identify your needs and get right to work. We are experts at applying our 20 years of logistics experience to analyze your freight spending. Through the audit of your past invoices, we identify your areas of success and areas for improvement. And we get it. You know your business. We know the freight business. Please visit us at www.logisticssavingsolutions.com for more information or call us at 1-847-719-0401 for a free informational consultation. That's logisticssavingsolutions.com or 1-847-719-0401.